from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Here is the news read by Steve. First, the headlines. Indonesian Air Force and Japan Air Self-Defense Force establish cooperation in the field of intelligence. Investment in special economic zones reached 242 trillion rupees in the third quarter of 2024. And here is the news in detail. The ranks of Indonesian Air Force and the Japan Air Self-Defense Force held military cooperation in the field of intelligence to strengthen the air defense of both countries. The Indonesian Air Force, in its press release on Wednesday, stated that the cooperation was established in a meeting between the intelligence assistant to the Air Force Chief of Staff, Air Marshal Benedictus Pani, and Saito Director Intelligence Division Operations and Intelligence Department Colonel Kazunori in Jakarta Wednesday. During the meeting, both discussed several topics in the field of intelligence and air defense. Benedictus hoped that with the meeting, the intelligence field of the Air Force will be stronger and able to strengthen the country's air defense. He also didn't rule out the possibility that his cooperation will continue in other collaborations in the military field between Indonesia and Japan. The Secretary General of National Council for Special Economic Zones, or SEZ, noted that the realization of SEZ investment reached 242.5 trillion rupees in the third quarter of 2024. Acting Secretary General of the National Council for SEZ's Edwin, in an official statement on Wednesday, pointed out that employment as of September 2024 reached 151,260 people. The figure increased significantly compared to the previous period. Minister of State and Enterprises Eric Thohir said regulations related to housing financing can be simplified to support the target of building 3 million houses a year during the President's Prabowo Subianto's term. He made the remarks while visiting a public housing location in Depok, West Java on Wednesday. According to Minister Eric, Bank Tabungan Negara or BTN, which handled the home ownership loans, or mortgage loans, needs to be given funding for house construction. With sufficient financial support, he said, the bank will find it easier to build homes for the people. National Research and Innovation Agency BRAIN is in the process of developing a technologically advanced observatory in Kupang District, East Nusa Tenggara Province. The head of BRAIN Center of Space Research, Emmanuel Sungging Mempuni, said that the development of the astronomical facility is oriented toward creating a more suitable ecosystem for space research and helping astronomers observe celestial phenomena. The region was chosen based on the results of a lengthy study by astronomical community. Saudi Arabia's King Salman inaugurated the Riyadh Metro project on Wednesday. As quoted by ArabNews.com, the project is considered the backbone of the public transport network in Riyadh. Meanwhile, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman pointed out that the Riyadh public transport project, which spans metro and bus networks, is the culmination of concerted efforts made by King Salman and the outcome of his visionary leadership while serving as the chairman of the High Commission for Development of Riyadh, the predecessor of the Royal Commission for Riyadh City. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum has appeared to contradict President-elect Donald Trump's claim that the two have struck a deal to stop migration to the U.S. border. As quoted by BBC.com, after a phone call on Wednesday, Trump posted online that President Claudia has agreed to stop migration through Mexico and into the United States, effectively closing the southern border. As quoted by BBC.com, Sheinbaum responded quickly that she had reiterated Mexico's position was not to close borders, but to address migration while respecting human rights. Singapore on Wednesday welcomed the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon, calling it a positive first step towards restoring stability in the region. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in a statement on Wednesday, stated that it hopes that all parties will respect and comply with the terms of agreement. As reported by CNA.com, the agreement will facilitate the return of civilians to their homes on both sides of the Israel-Lebanon border. Tel Aviv's conflict with Hezbollah ignited after Lebanese militant group launched cross-border strikes in support of Palestinian ally Hamas following its October 7 attack on Israel. Under the ceasefire agreement, which took effect in early hours of Wednesday morning, Israel will gradually withdraw its forces over 60 days from the southern Lebanon, which it invaded about 2 months ago. Hezbollah will also end its armed presence there and move. The agreement will facilitate the return of civilians to their homes on both sides of Israel-Lebanon border. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Consul General in Shanghai, China, held the Spirit of Indonesia event at White Magnolia Plaza, Shanghai, from November 22nd to 23rd. A statement from the Consul General in Shanghai explained that this routine agenda aims to introduce trade, tourism, and investment products in the packaging of cultural arts performances for the Chinese community in Shanghai. The Indonesian Consul General said that the venue, which was decked out with decorations and traditional Indonesian fabrics, attracted around 1,000 people from the Chinese community as well as representatives of friendly countries, local and foreign companies, and Indonesian citizens in Shanghai and surrounding areas. Indonesian Ambassador to China in Mongolia, Jauhari Oratmangun, said in Shanghai on Friday that Indonesia and China will benefit from the two countries' close friendship, with understanding strengthening through people-to-people contacts. Meanwhile, Indonesian Consul General in Shanghai, Perlianto Situngkir, hopes that the Spirit of Indonesia event will bridge business players in the fields of trade, investment, and tourism to interact. The goal is both to build networks and to explore various opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation, as well as to strengthen mutual understanding between the people of the two countries. Spirit of Indonesia featured performance by Enggang Dance from Kalimantan, Indonesian artists such as Putri Ayu and Eka Alexis, and Indonesian students. Visitors were also invited to enjoy interactive Angklung games, exhibition of Indonesian superior products, and cooking demonstration of Indonesian culinary delights.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on 28 November 1979, Air New Zealand crashed into Mount Erebus in Antarctica. Air New Zealand Flight 901 with tail registration number ZKNZP crashed into Mount Erebus in Antarctica. The aircraft, piloted by Captain Jim Collins, was scheduled to fly from Auckland, New Zealand, for a sightseeing flight to Antarctica. The aircraft's destination was Christchurch International Airport, New Zealand. The crash killed all 257 passengers and crew members. Air New Zealand began operating sightseeing flights over Antarctica 2 years earlier, and they were a huge success. The flights offered first-class luxury and breathtaking views over the ice at the end of the world. Moving on to the commemoration of Indonesia Tree Planting Day. Indonesian Tree Planting Day is commemorated every 28 November. The establishment of this day is based on the decree of the President of the Republic of Indonesia number 24 of 2008. Indonesian Tree Planting Day is used as a momentum to invite the public to love the environment more. The public needs to know the importance of planting trees to restore damage to forests and land resources. Indonesian Tree Planting Day is also expected to make the younger generation move to preserve nature by planting and caring for trees for a better ecosystem. We end today in history with the commemoration of National Fairy Tale Day. National Fairy Tale Day is commemorated every 28 November. The commemoration was first initiated by the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture in 2015. The main purpose of the National Fairy Tale Day commemoration is to invite the public to learn more about fairy tales and preserve them. The commemoration coincides with the birthday of Suyadi, who is known as the Pak Raden character in the Si Unyil film series. Pak Raden is an Indonesian artist and fairy tale character who has contributed a lot to the national fairy tale world. National Fairy Tale Day is held so that Indonesians continue to remember Pak Raden's services. National Fairy Tale Day also invites many people to revive the use of fairy tales and stories in guiding children's growth and development. Well, listener, that's Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Dan tiba-tiba berakhir.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today highlights Indonesia campaigns for INC5 plastic agreement negotiation. The Indonesian Deputy Minister of Environment, Dias Hendropiono, invited all delegates to immediately begin the talks to encourage the approval of international agreement on plastic. The Deputy Minister made the statement in the plenary of the fifth session of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee to develop an international legally binding instrument on plastic pollution, including in the marine environment, or INC5, in Busan, South Korea. The INC5 has taken place from 25th November until 1st December 2024 and aimed to end the negotiation, finish and approve the agreement text. In the opening session, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, in a video message, said that the excessive human dependence on plastic resulted in an exponential spike in plastic waste. According to President Yoon Suk-yeol, the waste in the ocean and river is harming the next generation. He then wished in the one-week meeting an agreement on plastic pollution could be achieved. Meanwhile, Executive Director of United Nations Environmental Programme, UNEP, Inger Andersen, said that the INC5 is a historic moment to end the world plastic pollution crisis while safeguarding the environment, health, and the future. The INC5 was preceded with some ministerial-level meetings, regional consultations, and talks with observers. More than 3,800 participants registered to join in the INC5, which represented 177 countries and more than 600 observer organizations. The chairman of INC, Luis Vallas Valdivieso, said the world community needs innovation, circularity, and collaboration to replace plastic. He then invited all participants to overcome differences and use the dialogue to arrange an ambitious agreement according to collective desire for plastic waste handling. Well, listener, that's My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
Lebak, a regency in the province of Banten, not only has a rich culture, but also many interesting tourist attractions. This district directly borders the Indian Ocean, which makes it home to many popular beach destinations. For those who enjoy beaches, Bagedur Beach can be an enjoyable option. It is located in Sukamanah Village, Malingping District, Lebak Regency, about 3 hours away from Serang, the capital of Banten Province. To enter Bagedur Beach, you should pay an entrance fee of 10,000 rupiah, or about 60 US cent. Once you arrive, you will be greeted by a beach with a vast white sand stretching about 15 kilometers. The beach is gentle, without any coral reefs. With the wide stretch of white sand, you can freely play, take walks, or simply relax and sit down. This beach can be a great choice for those who want to enjoy the charm of the Indian Ocean. Moreover, the beauty of the Indian Ocean can be seen unobstructed. However, for those wishing to play in the water here, you should be careful as the Indian Ocean has a large waves. You can also camp at this beach, but you must bring your own camping equipment. This tourist destination is equipped with parking areas, toilets, and restaurants.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. And via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ternyata harus putus sekolahku, dan ku pilih gaya hidup yang tiada pernah indah di matamu. Tak mampu ku mengampuni diriku, mama, bila ku cerna harunya arti doamu yang kau panjatkan untukku saat ku bawa diriku semakin dalam tuk terjatuh. Bila ku tak pernah sanggup untuk bangkit dari kegagalan yang tak seharusnya kau sesali, karena kenyataan hidup yang aku jalani seindah saat ku dengar engkau bernyanyi. Peluklah lelah jiwaku, mama, yang terluka di pecundangi dunia.
pernah sanggup untuk bangkit dari kegagalan yang tak seharusnya kau sesali. Karena kenyataan hidup yang aku jalani tak seindah saat ku dengar engkau bernyanyi. Peluklah lelah jiwaku, mama, yang terluka di pecundang. Yang penuh dendam ini ajari untuk menghapus sebuah rasa benci. Biarkan kasih lembutmu sentuh hatiku. Ubah aku jadi buah hati yang dulu. Peluklah lelah jiwaku, mama, yang terluka.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program we present to you, Miscellany.
Listener, Chris is a sharp weapon of the dagger class from the Japanese tribe that has a variety of cultural functions known in the western and central parts of Indonesia. Kris was recognized by the UNESCO as a World Intangible Cultural Heritage on 25th November 2005, coinciding with the 90th anniversary of the Kris being recognized as a masterpiece of the Oral and the Intangible Heritage of Humanity by UNESCO. An exhibition was held at the National Museum of Indonesia. The National Museum of Indonesia held Indonesian Kris Enchantment Exhibition. Through this exhibition, the National Museum of Indonesia invites the public to understand the history and culture of the Indonesian Kris more deeply. Not only myth, history, art, and manufacturing techniques can also be found in this exhibition. In the Indonesian Kris Enchantment Exhibition, there are around 200 Kris collections on display, consisting of the Javanese and Madurese Kris families, such as East Java, Solo, Yogyakarta, Sunda, Cirebon, and Banten. The Malay Kris family, such as all of Sumatra to the Malay Peninsula. The Makassar Bugis family, all of Sulawesi and Kalimantan, Sumba, and Sumbawa. And the Bali and Lombok Kris families. The various collections presented are the collection of the National Museum and the contributions of Kris players who are members of the National Secretariat of Indonesian Krisis. The exhibition also included Kris collections belonging to Culture Minister Fadlizon and President of the Republic of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto. The Indonesian Kris Enchantment Exhibition will be held until December 2024. The exhibition not only presents a collection of Kris, but also information related to its history, function, and manufacturing technology. Archaeological evidence such as the Kuak first inscription in the 9th century and Karang Tengah inscription at 124 AD that show the role of Krises in spiritual life since ancient times are also displayed. Reliefs from temples such as Panataran and Sukuh depicting the process of making and using Krises are also presented. That was Miscellany.
dan kau kena sampai mati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition of Music Corner, I will present to you a wonderful song coming from Vina Panduwinata. She is actually an Indonesian singer and actress. She had a successful commercial career as a soloist since 1980s, and she has released 14 studio albums and many hit songs. One of them is Di Dadaku Ada Kamu, or You Are In My Heart. The pop jazz hit was released in 1984. The song created by Tony Kuswoyo was released in 1970, bringing Vina Panduwinata to her fame as Indonesian pop diva. And the song Di Dadaku Ada Kamu, or You Are In My Heart, is included in the album of Citra Ceria. It is about someone who has a strong love and feeling for their lover. The lyric says that in their heart there is their lover's smile, love, desire, and everything, of course. Well, without further ado, this is Vina Panduwinata with Di Dadaku Ada Kamu. Enjoy!
Di dadaku ada senyummu, ada cintamu, ada hasratmu, ada kumismu, ada kupingmu. Di dalam dadaku ada kamu. Di hatiku tersimpan wajahmu, tersimpan marahmu, dan juga tangismu. Semakin ku tunggu, semakin menggebu, ingin ku miliki semua. Thank you. kita berdua.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Ku persembahkan bunga abadi yang ku petik untuknya dalam perjalanan menuju ke abadi yang hidup. Hidup tiada duka, hidup tiada lara.
telah menyadari dirinya lah yang pantas miliki bunga abadi yang telah ku simpan setelah sekian lama terpendam jauh dalam diriku di dalam hidupku. Oh, apalah arti dari semua yang tercipta tanpa kehadirannya di sini. Sama dirinya oh, hanya satu yang kan ku pinta menjaga bunga abadi yang telah ku beri di dalam perjalanan hidupnya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Back to the night we met. me back to the night we met.
Listener, thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma, signing out. Bye for now.